Welcome to Real Estate and You. I'm your host, Scott Ellis, and I've got Jay Harmon with me, and we're going to talk about how to keep your lawn safe for the wintertime. We'll be right back after a word from our sponsors. Welcome back to Real Estate and You. Jay, thanks for being here, man.
Scott, thanks for having me.
Well, actually, Jeremy came up with the idea. He said, Scott, you know, it's fixing to be November, and the weather's changing. You can feel it. You know, we're fixed to fall back. Time's going to change. What about our yards? Give us some ideas. What do we do to make sure we keep them alive?
Well, Scott, that's a great question. A lot of people in the winter, they turn off their sprinklers and they don't mess with their yards anymore. They think we'll mess with them come next spring. But it's crucial. Right now is a great time to start putting pre-emergent down to stop those winter weeds.
When you say pre-emergent, what exactly is a pre-emergent?
Okay, pre-emergent is a granular or a liquid chemical. Granular is easier for the homeowner to put down. And it stops weeds from germinating. It's not 100% effective, but it's in the high 90s if it's done properly. And put down properly, it will stop weeds from germinating. That's what it's designed for.
I'm going to show my stupidity here. How does it know which is the weed and which is the grass?
Okay, let's be clear. It's going to stop anything from germinating. So if you're trying to seed your yard for winter, you don't want to put pre-emergent down That's going to stop that.
Because, you know, I always said this, mesquite trees. You know, we have heck with mesquite trees down in Sonora. I try to get rid of them. Right. But if you could figure out whatever that mesquite tree has and put it in other plants, you know, you couldn't keep it.
That's right. We'd be a lifesaver then, wouldn't we?
So, but you said water. And I know a lot of people say, well, you know, it's dead, the grass looks dead, so we don't need to water.
You should still water in the winter. Now, you don't have to do it as much as you do in the summer. And it really is going to depend on our winter. If we're getting rain, if we're getting snow, moisture in the ground, it's probably not. But if we have a dry winter where there's, you know, there's no moisture in the air, and you go 2 weeks, that's not good for your trees, your plants, or your grass. So a little water in the wintertime goes a long way.
And when you say a little, what do you mean a little?
Well, I usually cut mine down in half, what my typical sprinkler cycle is. I would cut it down in half and only do it once a week, once every 2 weeks maybe. So a couple of minutes, just some moisture on that grass, on that ground, will go a long way.
So we do a pre-emergent, mm-hmm. and we water like half as much.
Absolutely.
Okay, what are ideas of trees? What are we...
Trees still need water in the wintertime. And once again, it depends. If we're raining, it's getting rain and moisture in the ground, it's not that necessary. But these big old 50, 60-year-old pecan trees, live oaks, they still need water in the wintertime.
Well, and I just passed a couple of trucks with big old pallets of grass. Are mm-hmm. they doing grass
We're
right
still
now?
Laying grass right now, absolutely. Not only us, I'm sure everybody is still. And this is a great time to put grass down because it's not 100 degrees. Your grass is not going to go into shock. So we still got plenty of warm days left ahead of us.
So grass is good, the mm-hmm. trees. What about pruning? I know in pruning, there's a good time to prune and a bad time to
prune.
Right.
You know, once live oaks, you can trim trees year round. It's not great to trim pecan trees. And when we say trim, I'm talking taking big limbs off. But if you're going to kind of raise the canopy, do a little sucker, and that's okay. But in the wintertime is a great time to trim trees because they're typically dormant. You don't have the sap running through them, so it's less stressful on them.
Okay, so we've got our pre-emergent, we cut our water in half, we can prune our trees.
Absolutely.
So actually, it's a good time to take care of your yard.
It's a great time to get your yard in shape right now for next year and to keep it healthy for next year.
Okay. What you said, the weeds. So let's go back to that deal. You know, again, I'm probably showing my ignorance here, but the pre-emergent, so it stops your grass from germinating too?
It's designed to stop anything from germinating.
Is it? And that's a good thing.
That's a great thing. If you have a well-established yard and you're not wanting to keep any weeds in it or have any weeds in it, pre-emergent's the way to go. And not only now's a great time, but again in February or March, you know, it's a great time to put it down again.
Okay, and I still remember Begno back when he was doing this stuff, talking like to water a whole bunch, and then not very frequently. And you offered both sides, and then say, no, you need to do it on a regular basis.
You know, with the utmost respect for John, I think it's a whole different generation, and there's been lots of research and things since then. And now a lot of the grass has changed. People are planting all those pallets of grass I saw. I guarantee you, was probably a hybrid grass because that's what everybody's planting now is a hybrid grass. It's still a Bermuda, but it's a hybrid type of Bermuda.
Well, and I think a little bit like you just said, when I was growing up, St. Augustine was the grass to have.
That's right.
You know, that was the knife. But with our
weather, nobody's really doing St. Augustine anymore. It's so our fragile. Weather's bad. It's very fragile. You know, we don't get enough rain for it. It's too stinking hot. It's disease and it's disease and insect infested pretty much all the time. I mean, if you remember 2 years ago, it was real bad. I mean, half the town lost at St. Augustine. It was full of disease. And then because of the drought started and then the disease set in. So St. Augustine is, for a lack of better words, I had a professor once that used this term, and I'm going to say it, but he calls it the 50s mentality, and that's kind of where St. Augustine is. I mean, it's outdated.
Well, I'm going to go with the 60s mentality on that. It's not, but what's probably the most popular grass now?
Tiff Turf Bermuda. It's a 419. It's a hybrid. Celebration is a type of Bermuda. It's also a hybrid. So there's lots, you know, lots of different types of grass. It really depends on what your needs are. Do you have dogs? Do you have kids? Are you an older person and you're not wanting any maintenance? I mean, you have so many options now.
Well, no, shade under the trees.
Absolutely.
Some grows
That's
and
right.
some doesn't.
That's exactly right. And then speaking of that, you have your 419 grand, which is a clean Bermuda a lot of people put in. But if they have shade trees, you don't want. That's not. So then they made a 419 grand, not just 419. It's a grand. So it's designed to be under shade trees. So
we learned something. So really, you could come out and tell somebody this grass would be better in your yard because of the trees or not the trees.
Absolutely.
Or the dogs or not the dogs or
yes.
whatever would be best for these. Because, see, I learned something again right now. I just always heard Bermuda and St. Augustine. Those are the only two grasses I've ever heard of.
Right. And honestly, you would have a hard time finding Bermuda grass right now. I mean, it's just nobody's really producing it anymore. I mean, I know there was a yard the couple had Bermuda and half dead, and they wanted to replace the Bermuda. We couldn't hardly find any Bermuda and especially just a few pieces. I mean, you have to bring a whole pallet in, and nobody's doing that anymore.
So different grasses. But back to the pruning, you said on the pecan trees, it's not good to prune them, period?
No. Most people want to prune in the wintertime. And that's what is the healthiest for the tree. Sometimes it makes it a little difficult for us guys. We're in the dead of winter trying to figure out what's dead, what's alive, what needs to be gone with no leaves on it. So that's what's best to do it in the wintertime. And that's what your older generation typically wants you to trim it in the wintertime. But for the guy up in the tree, it makes it a little difficult when there's no leaves on it.
Well, and actually, Jay just took care of a situation for me, and we bought a new house in Bentwood. Love the house. And it tells you where to plant your trees, too. This palm tree, how big do you think that palm tree was?
I tell you what, we use a 27, the chainsaw blade was 27 inches, and it took every bit of it to get to the bottom.
And the reason we had, I'm never for cutting down a tree except for a mesquite tree. But they planted it too close to the house.
It was right up against the house.
You know, and if they would have just moved it over, what, 3 or 4 feet,
probably
it would have
so.
Been perfect. But, you know, it is. But I'll tell you what I didn't realize. Those palm trees, they're full of water.
Yeah, 100%. Most people think, oh, that's a little palm tree. Take it down. And cutting a palm tree down is extremely easy. The cutting it down is the easy part. It's loading it up and hauling away because a palm tree will weigh as much as a 30-year-old live oak tree because it is saturated with water.
But your trailer... I saw the guys right there. It was all the way down.
Sure.
I mean, it was packed.
They're extremely heavy. Extremely heavy.
So it's real important when you're putting in a yard, too, and I guess now's a good time to put in a yard, right?
Absolutely.
I hope so.
We're supposed to find trees. Out. That's right. That's exactly right.
But to plant them in the right spot.
That's
don't
right.
plant them too close.
And I tell people that all the time. You know, most people don't stay in houses long enough, and you know that, Scott, being a realtor. They move around. So somebody gets a house, and I'm like, well, this tree needs to be taken out, or this. I don't know who would plant these trees these close together because people don't think about it. They plant small things, and they don't realize
exactly
in 30
right.
years it's going to be a problem for somebody.
Well, we had Mark talking about planting them close to the house and away from the house, different mm-hmm. things for the foundation.
That's right.
So you need to kind of take that into account,
That's
too.
That's exactly right. And I tell people, when we're putting a yard in, do you plan on being here in 20 years? And the answer is going to be no, because nobody does that. Not in our generation. Nobody does that.
Yeah, we're glad.
That's right. I bet you are. That you know, you're going to create a problem for somebody in the future.
Well, the national average is 5 years.
And
I break that national average about every year. So,
you know, I was going to say, Scott. I was going to say, you don't stay in the house very long.
So, but the national average is about 5 years. And you hear people say, well, we're going to do this the way we want it because we're going to be here forever.
Doesn't
2 years later, they go, can you come and list my house? And I go, yeah, I wish you wouldn't done that.
Right. I see that all the time with people. You know, I the older generation did that, but nowadays we just don't. We're always looking for the next better thing.
And it is. And like you just said, which we just learned on the show today, hybrid grasses, they're all out there, different That's ones. Right. And which is kind of cool because, you know, you can get the grass that will fit your need.
That's exactly right.
Okay, so I know how busy you are, and I do appreciate you taking your time. In fact, you got your son with you.
I do. Brent is my oldest son. He's 18. He's graduated high school. About to start taking some classes in college for landscape design, but for now we have him on staff, and we're using that young back of his.
Good looking young man here, and you have following your daddy's footsteps. You got a good dad. Folks, we're going to take a quick commercial break, and I'm going to talk to you about some open houses and some of the things, and we'll let Jay get back to making some money and try to hear some business.
Scott, thanks for having us.